Hello, in this video we are going to be talking about Starwind Virtual SAN, and what it does is it takes the storage and then makes it a virtual storage, and after all it shares it between the whole servers, between all of the servers, to create highly available storage, which will allow your virtual machines be redundant, and in case one host goes down, your virtual machine will either live migrate or quick migrate or vmote to the other host and continue running. How do we do that? Is we take a storage and then we share it between each other through iSCSI. We also replicate it between storage boxes, and then after all this is done, you are getting a cluster shared volume or a data store, which is continuously available. So, as you all might have understood already, this is a software which makes your storage redundant, and that storage is for virtual machines. If you are thinking about like how do I configure it and things like that, we also have an installation assistance, which you get only once for free, but you get it. So there are features that I'd like to talk about, which are in our software. First of all, we are completely hardware agnostic, so you can have our software run on almost any hardware at all and feel great. Also, you can build your infrastructure off of two nodes, because we do support like two node hyperconverged, and you can achieve everything basically and run your whole production off of two nodes. In case you will need to add some more storage, we do support scale up and scale out, which does not require any downtime at all. And there are some other features that we have that might either increase your performance or provide you with like some kind of a disaster recovery. So the first feature I'd like to talk about is log structured file system. We call it LSFS. This is a device that was designed for slow spindle drives that we recommend configuring in RAID 5, because what LSFS does is it increases its write performance and does nothing to reads. And as we all know, RAID 5 has great reads and very bad writes. What LSFS does is it takes many small random writes and converts them into one huge sequential write. And this is how basically you get better performance. Also, LSFS has inline deduplication, and how that happens is when you have like 100 Windows OS virtual machines running on your system, and they obviously have the same system requests, write requests to the storage, and what LSFS would do is it would write the same request once and then provide a link to everybody else so that this information does not get written twice or three times and so on. There are also another thing I like to talk about, which is caching. We have level 1 and level 2 cache. They can be configured in write back and write through mode. Those modes have the same logic as these modes on a RAID controller, so this is the same thing, but instead of what RAID controller does, we use random access memory for level 1 caching and solid state drives for level 2 caching. And the last thing I'd like to talk about is asynchronous replication, which is something different from synchronous one, which we use to make your storage highly available. So asynchronous replication was designed initially to recover from disaster scenarios, like your server room burns out or something. So originally you can take your main storage and then replicate all the data off of it to somewhere like to the other continent or somewhere very, very far away. But right now you can also replicate your data from your main site to Azure, which will keep your data safe there as well. So that's basically how a synchronous replication works. Replicates your data somewhere else. It does it in a bank background, so it's not active-active replication, which is like you have something here and then the same identical things are on the other side. No, this is asynchronous replication, which happens in the background, and it transfers the data slowly, but it does it.